welcome to the Ralph Winter Road Show. The seeker from the far north. Beautiful day in Alaska today. And spring has sprung. We're probably in the 40s today, and we've got a lot of white snow, but it's actually starting to melt around the fringes, which is a good thing. I want to talk about an important holding of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It has a lot of impact on a lot of people in our police state with these troopers that are totally out of control and inflicting damage, physical damage, or getting people down without just cause, and patting them down and throwing them on the ground. And Alaska is, we've got some unbelievable instances of troopers up here just totally out of control, but we're not the only ones, because you can, it doesn't take very long to to find that you, in all of these different states, you'll find these police are just out of control, and they end up shooting people. We had an instance here several years ago where the troopers pulled over or went into a rest stop of a person that was crippled. And supposedly the probable cause was that they had seen his dome light go on while he was crippled, and he had bowel problems, and two troopers showed up, and the car moved forward about 10 feet, and the trooper drew his weapon and fired five times at the guy in the back. He was crippled. Shot him four times, killed him on the spot. And his only problem was he was having trouble with the accelerator because he was crippled. Evidently took his foot off the brake or something, and the car rolled forward. And, of course, what they're teaching these troopers, which is the case that I'm going to talk about today, about Brad Nelson, John Sear, Santiago, what these guys do, they're taught, is that any time they get in any altercation, they're always in fear of their life. Always. They're taught that. As soon as they're in fear of their life, then it's carte blanche. We can do whatever we feel like. We can shoot people, beat them up, you name it. This particular set of troopers that I had been dealing with, because in 2 years I had 84 traffic citations, so obviously I get quite well acquainted with the Alaska State Troopers and the Anchorage Police, and a couple of instances of the Wasilla Police. And the main thing that was driving these altercations that, as I discovered, that my blue pickup, when I registered my blue pickup, which is the same in every state, it's in the UCC. You go look up registered owner, and when you register your car, it'll be something .505. A registered owner becomes a debtor, and the state becomes the secured party, which will point to 311 above in the secured contract area of your UCC, which will point back to your registration of your automobile. Actually, motor vehicles. And I said, this is my private property. I will not surrender it. I work for it, my sweat equity, and I am not about to allow you folks to collateralize it. And that's what they're doing. They're collateralizing all of these, quote, motor vehicles, because we, to get away from these armed mercenaries out here. And there are a few good cops. I know a few that would like to see it change, but on the whole, they're out of control, totally. They're paramilitary. They work with them, I'll tell you, military. They are not civilian. And these guys, these troopers, when they get together, are like a gang. It's just unbelievable, these guys, that they just get out of control. I mean, it's just like, well, can I outdo you? And I was very much aware of the dangers. So in this particular instance, I was coming back from Fairbanks with my then wife, which has now since divorced me, but we're great friends. She just couldn't stand all this. It's a lot of stress to have all these police standing around you with their hands on their guns. We'll be back here in just a moment to continue on after the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
We're back from break, and I will continue here with this should help, like I say, a lot of people. I mean, there are cases like this, but this is really going to blow into something that the troopers really don't want to have, because with me now being able to getting the okay to go to, it's taken 3 years on this, to get these troopers into court on excessive force. Of course, the first thing that they have no bond, and the public safety commissioner, he's the ex-APD chief, police chief, Walter Monaghan, and so we're going to go after his bond and try to put him out of office and lean up the state for about $5 million until they can come up with some bucks here. But anyway, getting back to this particular instance, I was adamant that I would not surrender my private property. If I don't have private property, or if we don't have private property, there is no pursuit of happiness. And I was just absolutely adamant, so I had done the UCC thing, registered this, our fictitious name that they give us as a citizen of the United States. Had a perfected security interest, and I had went to the trouble to make up tags, and I had included the VIN number, the identification number, and give it to the state so that they could identify it. I said, I don't have any problem identifying it. It's just that I don't want to surrender. become a debtor, and that gives the troopers then probable cause to stop you, because anytime they see a, quote, tag out there, they know that it's the state's property. Of course, they're out military, out to check all your traveling papers and insurance and all of the other registration issues. So these troopers here I had had quite a few run-ins with, and one of their neat little tricks was John Sear was the first one that did that, is they would take the driver license. I had one under protest, but they would take it and not give it back. And then, of course, they would try to pull you over. Then if you don't have the license in possession, they'd haul you off to jail. There goes $1,000 bond. And, of course, then they drop charges because you had a driver's license, and they're going, hee-haw. Well, I didn't see the humor in it. So this particular one, I was coming back from Fairbanks, and I had trailed John Sear. I knew who he was. He had somebody in the car, and when I got into Wasilla, why, of course, here comes two more of them, and they almost ran me off the road. You'd thought I'd robbed a bank. And came to the window, and, of course, I asked them to identify themselves by what authority, and, of course, they're not going to have that. Of course, Alaska statutes are there, say they have to demonstrate their authority and identify themselves, but, of course, they don't obey any law. And what they're relying upon is called the use of force continuum. It's on my homepage, by the way, which is JustBelly, JustBelli.com. And it says right in there that the force to them is to restrain for the purpose of gaining control of the person. And it is a continuous from the lowest level of force to the highest. First level is officer present, his uniform. Second level is his military command.
Who gets the car? Get out of the car!
Third is what's called soft hand techniques, where they'll hit you or spin you around. And then it goes up to pepper spray, and then, of course, it goes escalates on up to tasers and batons and firearms. They just shoot you. And somewhere in the process of this, they're in fear of their life. Well, I had my wife with me, so I get out of the car because I never get out of the car. And anymore, I have a video and I have an audio, and I always keep my hands on the steering wheel because I've had these guys say, gun, gun, and next thing you know, you're sitting there, and you say, oh, boy, here it goes. But I haven't been shot yet, luckily. So anyway, I proceeded to get out of the car, and I told my ex-wife, I said, absolutely, under no circumstances do you get out of that car. You lock the door, and you do not get out because these people are dangerous. They kill people. And there's several instances. It's not something I've made up, and we've had documentation of a guy, Eric Spitzer, that had over 20 people that he had beat up that had to go to the hospital. He gets people, one of their favorite tricks is they get you down on the ground and they handcuff you, and then they pick you up at a 45-degree angle, take one step forward, and drop you. Now, that's a real neat situation. Or they taser people when they get them handcuffed. Spitzer finally got caught at it so bad they cost us $8 million. Out of the villages. So anyway, I'm walking back. I've always been peaceful with these guys because anybody that thinks you're going to get in a firefight with these guys and win is ludicrous. You're not going to win. I carry a 44 Magnum in my truck. Absolutely. And they knew it. With a lot of shells. I don't get in a firefight with these guys. How many troopers? They're going to show up, 100 of them, and the military's going to show up, 1,000 of them. I mean, unless you've got some death wish, that's not the way to get this thing done. So I'm walking back amongst three troopers, and I have bursitis, a bad shoulder, and I have these magnet-type brace, which is under my clothing. But you could see it's there because it's pretty good size, and I told him that, but he starts to grab my right arm, and next thing I know, they knock your knees out, and I'm on the hood of the trooper car, and he's jacking the my arm up, and if you've ever had a bone broken, like I had a hip broken, it's just unbelievable pain. And when he finally turned me loose, I went to the ground. I told him, I said, I'm on the verge of passing out, or you just keep doing this. I mean, it's like having a broken bone, and somebody's up there just keeps twisting it. You get that pit in your stomach, and it's not like getting hit. My ex-wife, plus Kim, got out and took on one of the troopers, and she almost got arrested. And, of course, they took the pins, and we went inside, and he does his little thing. And yeah, I called him a coward because they are cowards. They're, actually, it's an act of treason. There's two of them. I gave them the laws of the United States, and they went, proceeded forward with intent against the laws of the United States. That's called treason. That's a holding of the Supreme Court of the United States, not my opinion. So, of course, when we get all through, he keeps my driver's license, won't give it back, because that's one of their little tricks, is they keep the driver's license, so then I have to run to town and not get caught, hopefully, and otherwise I go to jail, and then we drop charges and we play this little silly game. Not really a game, but it's an awful expensive game. Of course, in the process, I had these UCC tags on, and that was the glowing part of this, is... Brad Nelson, he goes up because he's going to take off these tags front and back. And he goes up there because I had the screws so he couldn't get them off, and he puts his hand up behind there, and I had the axle grease on there, and all the guys said, I get a hoo-ha. And he is really thoroughly pissed. He wouldn't let me talk, so I said, great, just go for it. And so, of course, he took a crowbar and eventually got them off. But the interesting part of this purported probable cause, I... got civil subpoenas, because if these are, with the troopers, they're called violations. With the police, are called infractions. They're all non-criminal, can't go to jail. They're all la-la land. They have the appearance of some safety, but it's about money. It's a revenue generator. That's what it's about. And I got subpoenas. Captain, the person that was over there at the time was... Castanovas, Dennis Castanovas, and subpoenaed them for depositions. And, of course, the court went right through the roof, and so did the troopers, because we can't allow these people to have a writ of subpoena and have to show up, and they never showed up. So then I tried the criminal, and, of course, they dismissed the charge. This is I never could get in. That's the problem. I get all these traffic citations, and I can't get into court because I finally understood what the problem is it's a constitutional seizure. And you do not wait for the police to do Miranda. Because Miranda is when the police give the appearance of justice, and I've got a case that I had just taken to the Supreme Court of the United States on a writ of error to declare the law, but when you have a constitutional seizure, you make the decision when a reasonable man would be arrested if he tried to leave. So why, and the cop is not an attorney. How could he make a decision affecting your substantive or your fundamental rights? And they come right out in the case that I took to the Supreme Court of the United States and said, Miranda's not law. That's what it says in Miranda. Just the paramilitary trying to cover up and making it look like that you have your constitutional secured rights. They have to not go too far on the admissions that you make. So in this particular case here, I took them over to the, not knowing what 1983 was for citizens of the United States, but I sued them in federal court. And Singleton, the Chief Justice over there, him and I have a long running history too, he dismissed everything. I'm not sure why he didn't dismiss this other part, but the state didn't like the ruling that excessive force would not be dismissed, so they took it to the Ninth Circuit, and of course, then they ruled in my favor. I am finally going to actually get to court on one traffic citation. This started over a little $40 traffic citation registration thing. And by the way, they did tow my car, my pickup, my private property, and left my wife and I stand along the edge of the road. Nice of them, huh? And then they won't even take it to court. So, before this, I went to the oral arguments in the Ninth Circuit. They had three judges come up, and the audio is on the Ninth Circuit. If you go in and put in Winter Road, you'll find the audio. I have it on my email list. I've given it out. But the main judge was Alex Krasinski. Speaks with a bit of an accent, so I presume that he might have immigrated to this country. And the state got up, and the interesting part is about Terry v. Ohio, which is a very well-known case that you can't cannot just, without some articulable reason, stop and search people. You just can't do it. It's Terry v. Ohio. And this little, Galbraith Moore is her name, little attorney there for the state, is dumber than a rock. We'll continue on when I get back from break again.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back from break, and before I continue, we have a caller of Dave in Alabama. Go ahead, Dave. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Renrode.
Yes.
I think you have one of the best, most informative, and educational programs on shortwave.
Well, thank you.
And I think if everybody would apply the law as it is laid down and back it up with their Second Amendment right, as I do, we would have no problem in this country.
Well, it's a deep problem, and if you've listened to the show, it's all about our birthright. We've surrendered our birthright for benefits being this fictitious status.
Yes, sir, these people have. I have not.
I
do not have a Social Security number. I do not have licenses or permits, and I don't go by ordinances or regulations or statutes or codes. I live my life as a sovereign American. I work under a W-8, which is for sovereign citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Pay no tax. My land is in a common law pure trust. I write the state comptroller every year for every dime of tax I pay.
Uh-huh.
I have a passport. I have a bill of sale on my automobile. I can go anywhere I want in the world with a passport. I have my bill of sale because I plan on keeping my vehicle. I'm not going to give it to the state.
Well,
I have run. Let me tell you something, Ralph. Ralph, I have run the police off of my property, county deputies, three times with a firearm without having to pull the trigger.
Uh-huh.
Because they came here because of a radio call. They said a complaint. A complaint is signed by another citizen down at the courthouse. And I dared them, touch your gun and see how fast you die. It's like you said.
Well, I'm not into threatening these.
No, sir, I understand. They come to my door, me sitting on my porch. They got out of the car and come up to my porch.
But what I'm trying to do here is to
not
getting anybody hurt is to get education out there.
Yes,
and because I've been peaceful and all this, sure, I have a firearm. Of course I have it. I don't carry it just for looks, but I have a reason for it. It's for self-defense.
Absolutely.
But in these traffic stops and all that, I never, ever, ever proceed forward to threaten these guys because I'm going to lose. And this is the only reason why. I mean, they went down to even pins that I was carrying in my pocket, which wasn't what they 20 pins. I usually have about 6 or 8 pins. That's unbelievable what these guys will go to. A pin is a weapon?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, they just make it up. And the interesting part in this, I'm walking back with three troopers, and when they started to do this, they're so automatically trained, the Nelson, on the estate tape that I got and had transcribed, he said, I was in fear of my life. Now, we got three troopers when I'm walking with tight-fitting clothes, and they got the guns and the batons and all this. It's obvious they know I have nothing, and they're in fear of their life. I think they need to get another job. What
That's
do you think?
Right. You're handcuffed anyway, right?
So, like I say, of the judge, I won the oral arguments, which I'm going to talk about here, and the interesting part of this is that they are training them, and this is what that attorney in the oral arguments in Anchorage, she articulated that these police on all traffic stops, anytime they see you, they can get around and pat you down and do whatever they want. They believe this, and they're taught that.
They are taught that without their system, this country would fall apart.
That well, when we learn our rights, and that's what I'm going to talk about the Terry v. Ohio case here shortly, is that we have to learn how to stand upon our fundamental rights and not let these guys get away with it.
Yes, sir. And I do understand exactly what you're saying, and I do appreciate what you mean. But I'm saying when these people come on your property, then it is time, without a warrant, without a complaint, without anything, that's when it's time for you to stand up and be a man and use the law and just slightly usher these people off of your property like I have done.
I have an issue of that, too. If they do not have an actual warrant, a warrant, it's not okay. Well, anyway, thanks for your call, and let me continue on here. Oral arguments was really, it was quite interesting because there was probably about a whole, the room in Anchorage here last July, I think it was either June or July, holds about 200 people. And here's all these high-powered attorneys with these multi-million-dollar cases and high-powered companies. 3 days, they have three judges they brought up from San Francisco, and you're allowed 10 minutes each side. All civil stuff. And I could not believe it. Ralph is number one, the first guy. So I got up and did my, the attorney got up, and she started off with that I was a threat, and that comes right out of Terry v. Ohio, and she didn't even know what Terry v. Ohio was about, and the judge chastised her in front of her brethren. And It's just unbelievable what, if she didn't know. Looks like we're going to go to break here at the end of the half hour, so we'll be back and I'll continue
You're
on.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, we're back from break here, and let's take a call from Frank in West Virginia.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My heart goes out to you, first of all, for what you're going through concerning your car. I almost called it a state-conveyed vehicle. But anyhow, I just have a couple questions for you. One in particular has to do with Pure Trust. And I've looked into possibly getting that for my car. The problem is I'm just wondering if there's any benefit other than having it out of your own name as far as the practical application on the roads.
I would not advise to myself putting things in trust. There's a lot of the letters going around like the IRS that says the trust has no taxable liability to the IRS, which is absolutely true, but what they do not tell you is that the trustee will be held accountable and they will take you into court. The trustee is the person that has what's called the right of possession. Mm-hmm. And the trust, the name of the trust, is the person that they is actually the thing called the right of property. And if they take you to court over an issue when it's into trust, the trustee has to show up, but they'll sue the trust, and the trust the person that is the beneficiary must also make an appearance, either personally or by attorney. And people think that the trustee can do that, and they're not going to let it happen. And I've got cases where the IRS let that cat out of the bag. So my suggestion is that's not a good solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you found anything helpful as far as being able to use your car to travel freely without being harassed so much? And I was thinking in terms of maybe a foreign license plate, you know, something that, however, that I guess could stand out too, but I was thinking like a license plate from a
Now, I'll tell you what the problem
government.
Is. Are you on the Internet?
Yes, sir. I have that available.
Go back, and it's a long story, and I've got that on some of the RBN. It's got some of the tapes I've talked about. But real shortly stated is you unwittingly, and they have presumed you have surrendered your birthright, and you are a citizen of the United States, a fiction in law, with the right to sue and be sued, or the right to own personal and private property. All of that is a grant from Congress, and that is right in Title 42, 1981, Title 42, 1982, and Title 42, 1988. And when Congress creates a grant, this is the simple solution for the simple problem. When Congress creates a grant, a fiction, Congress controls the remedy or a lack thereof. No different than you with your children. If you have children, you grant them something, benefit of allowance or benefit of staying out to 10 o'clock, you at will can change without notice to them just saying, hey, no, I'm not going to, you can't go out at all. And that's the sole problem that we have. And the Supreme Court has ruled in Osborne versus Bank of the United States that Congress cannot control, regulate, enlarge, or abridge anything to do with our birthright called our citizenship. And it's actually, if you have a law dictionary, it's called just soli, S-O-L-I.
Okay.
That is the source problem. And if you want to really understand what's going on, you should be a citizen of one of the several states.
Mm-hmm.
And the case that is the, I'm looking for it here right now as I speak. It's Coryell versus Corfield.
Could you repeat that?
It's Coryell, C-O-R-Y-E-L-L, versus Corfield.
Okay.
If you'll send me an email, I'll send you a copy of the case. It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S, and then it's Bell, like you ring a bell, B-E-L-L-I.com. And by the way, I have three email lists that people can get on for free, or I have another one for a $120 a year donation, and I put out attachments with my emails.
Okay. I sure do appreciate that. That was Title 42, 1981, 82, and 88?
Yeah, that's the one where, and it also, do you know that if you want to be that status, that you want to have the same rights as a white citizen? Does that sound racist to you? What if you were a white person that said the same as a black citizen? Or what if you were a black person and you wouldn't say the same as a white citizen?
No,
those are 14, fighting words, folks.
I mean, the 14th Amendment. Yes, sir. I understand that. Now, the as far as actually being a sovereign citizen of a state, and I live in West Virginia.
Okay,
which is,
what that status is? It's called a citizen, lowercase c, of West Virginia. That is you when you have a limited delegation of power to West Virginia as one of the several states, and a grant to the United States.
I'm not sure if it was actually even ratified as a state similar to, like, Virginia.
I can see unequivocally that after the Civil War, Virginia, West Virginia, though, came in, did not come in on an equal footing. They came in under Congress, owing allegiance to Congress. That was the end of the several states after the Civil War for all of the southern states. They got rid of all of them in one fell swoop.
Mm.
They made them sign new constitutions, and they've never been admitted as one of the United States of America. They've never been admitted on equal footing with the original 13. Absolutely guaranteed, easily provable.
Well, I sure do appreciate the information, sir. I'll do some research and study on these and get in touch with you as
okay.
soon as I do that.
Well, great. Thanks for the call. And we have another call here from Mike in Maryland.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I've been listening to you and Jesse Andrews off and on now for a couple of years, and Is the solution, is the difference between being a citizen of the United States of America or a citizen of the several states? I mean, what's the solution? I mean, you know, is that one and the same or are they different?
Well, they're different. Here's the real short story for the radio.
Sure.
Everybody was born an American citizen that's born after July 4th, 1776. Okay? Then they came along the Articles of Confederation. That went from the original states, which was the lowercase u, United States of America. Then we have the United States of America, and that also was the beginning of the several states, also was the beginning of a citizen of the United States of America. And you can find that naturalization is on Title 8, United States Code 1449. So a citizen of the United States of America is what everybody is naturalized as. That is within the power of Congress. And what that means, that is a traveling citizenship to any of the sovereign countries called the several states. And then when you become domiciled in one of the several states, your privileges and immunities attaches of protections for that sovereign country as a status of citizen of New York or citizen of West Virginia or citizen of Florida, lowercase c. And citizenship and domicile are interchangeable. Congress, to overthrow, they overthrew everything after the Civil War and reconstructed our whole constitutional republic. Everything. I mean, they did carte blanche at all. They created a fiction in law called a citizen of the United States. It doesn't exist, folks, and they defined it.
Well, do we pick a state to become a citizen of, or what?
I'm sorry?
Do we pick a state to become a citizen of?
Or? As soon as you are domiciled, and you can only have one domicile. They use the word residence to confuse us. You can have a lot of residence or reside in a whole bunch of places. As soon as you are, you're in what, Michigan? Is that correct?
No, I currently live in Maryland, but I was born in
Virginia. Okay, well, if you're in Maryland, and if that is your domicile, you are a citizen of Maryland, and that's where attaches your privileges and immunities of the state constitutions. Now, of course, all the constitutions, in reality, aren't constitutions of the several states, and that's easy to discern, too, because what they're doing in I haven't looked at every state, but they do not put external amendments. They internally revise and amend them internally every year, and that is the definition of a corporate charter constitution.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, if I'm no longer a citizen of the United States, does that mean I don't have to pay federal income tax? How do I get out?
Well, guess what? Title 26, Section 1 only taxes individuals, and individuals is only a citizen of the United States or alien, and that's in Title 5, 552A2. And yes, that's correct, but boy, they really don't want to hear that, because if you've accepted the benefit, the Supreme Court has ruled, you cannot complain, you must pay.
Sure, okay. Granted.
And that's it. I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, it's like a child at home. If they accept the benefit of being able to go out and stay till midnight, and you say you got to wash the dishes, that's the end of the story. You're the person that granted the benefit, and if they accept it, they're stuck with it.
Well, let me see. One thing that's kept me from going through the process of not becoming a citizen of the United States is, well, I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm going to need the Social Security. But here's the clincher. They're gonna have a totalization agreement with Mexico where an illegal alien could work here six quarters and collect Social Security after six quarters. So you know doggone well it's not going to be left anyway. So there's no point, there's no incentive for me to remain a citizen of the United States. Now, I want to go through the process of doing this whole shmeal, and I'll pay you the $120 if you give me your phone number or whatever. I mean, I want to just go through this whole process, but let me ask you a question. If I'm not a citizen of the United States, because I'm thinking about maybe moving back to Virginia or maybe applying for a different job, if I apply for a job, that means I don't pay Social Security, I don't pay Medicaid, I don't pay Medicare, and I don't pay the income tax, right, if I'm no longer a citizen of the United States? Is that
That's
true?
Correct, but they're not going to want to go there because, you see, to get employment, the companies have already bought into it, and these companies are demanding that you be a racist.
Well, so then basically then I won't be able to find a job then, will I?
Well, that's the issue. Is what they see. You can't have a driver's license because you got to be a citizen of the United States. That's in Title 42, 666, number 13, number 2. Isn't that a nice sequence of three numbers?
It's funny how that works out, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I thought. 666 is great, and then 13, and then number 2. It is in the toilet, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable what these guys do. You can't have a Social Security number without having being a citizen of the United States and waiving your birthright. We have sold our birthright, and that is the problem with this country.
Sure.
As soon as we can articulate it and understand it, and the solution is, it's like the Real ID Act. There's a simple sentence, and I'm going to write this up and put it out.
Sure.
But this act has no application to the citizens of the several states who are not citizens of the United States.
Well, see, here's my conundrum, or here's my problem, because I'm thinking about moving back to Virginia and applying a job at a steel mill where I'll be making more money. But let's say if I go through this process and I'm no longer a citizen of the states, and then they say, okay, yeah, you're hired. You got a great work record. You worked at this one place 6 years. You've had 3 absentees. Great work record. And they need help. And then they're going to say, okay, well, what's your Social Security number? I said, well, I don't have one.
Yep. You want the job, and they will not allow you to work, because what's really going on, that is quite simply, if you want the benefit, the mafia has protection money. If you want to work for this situation, the IRS is the mafia, and you must pay protection money of 30 or 40% of your sweat equity so that they don't take you down civilly, which is what they do, or come and grab your children or make these phony indictments and put you in jail.
Well, then I'm basically screwed then, aren't I?
That's why I'm having this show now, because I actually have solutions. Is we need to challenge, and I'm going to be putting this out, to challenge the your divisions of elections that you're not a citizen of the United States, and be able to articulate and prove that you aren't, and what it is, and that they're. I think one of the most demanding thing, or the most things that's going to get this lit off, they are demanding that you be a racist. You want to have the same rights as a white citizen? Now, if you're black or blue or purple or whatever, that's a racist statement, folks.
Sure.
Well, and the bottom line is, the Negroes in 1870 were naturalized not to be like the white citizen. They were equal in all respects to the white, quote, citizen. White citizens and the black citizens were no different.
They don't
talk about that, do they?
No, sure. Well, let's see, the current job I'm at now, let's say if I go through the process I'm at right now, The
only thing that's going to stop these guys in your job is these companies, until you can articulate it, and I'm working on trying to get a video and a CD together, but until you can articulate it and sue them, that they are demanding that you surrender your fundamental rights, and they're demanding that you be a racist to go to work for them, nothing's going to change.
Well,
we have lost our republic, but our constitutional republic's gone right now.
Sure,
it's all there in writing, but there's nobody home.
Well, but all they'll do, they'll just tell me to take a hike, because it'll be too...
That's exactly what they'll do right now. But the thing is, you're one of the few that wants to become educated to understand, how did we lose our constitutional republic? How did I lose my birthright? Because I didn't even know I surrendered it. We have no money. The Treasury note, the FRNs are all phony. They're fiat money.
Yeah.
We don't own land. We don't own our automobiles, because we have to surrender to be able to travel. The cops are not civil officers. There's nobody has an office as public officer in Alaska. They don't exist in federal or state.
Well, so the bottom line is, if I go through the process, I may not be able to find a job.
Absolutely. Right now, I was grossing $2 million in my company, and they got that company away from me because I started fighting them and I was funding it. My wife divorced me, and we're still great friends because she just couldn't stand the stress, and God, I can't blame her either. I mean, you see 6 or 8 cops around you all the time pulling you over. You think you robbed a bank, and they got their hands on their guns, and then she witnesses like they did to get me down and do this. And these guys are out of control. It's a police state. It's a fascist, communist, totalitarian empire.
It is. It is.
And that's why I'm on this talk show, is to get the information out with real solutions, not just rhetoric. The source problem is your birthright. And until you can articulate it and understand your fundamental rights, nothing's ever going to change.
Well, just because you do the right thing, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to persevere.
Let's say, do you think that the Jew in Hitler Germany doing the right thing and said, I'm going to leave here because I have inalienable rights? What do you think is going to happen?
He's going to get fried.
Thank you. That's what's happened in this country, and that's what I've been fighting, and I finally got this Ninth Circuit case to try to rein in these troopers and get in their pocket big time, and then I'm going to go after the public safety commissioner because he's supposed to bond all these guys, and he has no bond. I want to put that sucker out in the open, and if they want to pay me off, you bet you get out the checkbook, and it better be some big numbers, and if you think I'm going to shut up for money, you got another thing coming because I'll take your money and say sue me.
Well, so then maybe in my particular situation now, if I go through the process, I don't think my employer is going to fire me, but they're going to look at, you know, because the whole idea of it is not to pay this extortion money to the IRS. So, I mean, if I do go through the process, do I, you know, what?
Probably the solution is going to be able to hold it into the courts. I've already went after the IRS agents, and we went clear to the Supreme Court. We never got the resolution. Nobody has jurisdiction. Nobody answered the question. It's to go after an employer that fires you or refuses to hire you if you lay down the correct criteria and can document it. That's what's going to start changing this country.
Yeah, but who's got the money to take them to court, you know?
Well, that's why I help people. So thanks for the call. We're going to break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Well, we're back from break. And it's good to see that we had three good callers with good questions. One of the issues that this judge held when we held it in this, but when we went into the oral argument, is the issue of They say, they just label you, you're a safety risk. Based on what? And the judge held in this, just because I refuse to surrender to them, I'm peaceful, does not justify them to get me out and pound on me. And this is one of the things Terry v. Ohio, which is 392 U.S. 1. And this is just one of the headnotes in there. It says, in justifying particular intrusion, police officer must be able to point to specific articulable facts, which taken together with the rational inferences from the facts, reasonably warrant that intrusion. And that's what they ask him in the oral arguments. Well, what has he ever done? And what unbelievable. They're training this attorney, which is what they're doing in America, and they're training all these guys that they can at will, she said, on all traffic stops, they can just get you out and pat you down, do whatever they want. It's unbelievable. It's a police state. They cannot do that. But most people will submit because they don't. They're scared spitless, which they should be. But we need to understand that we do have fundamental rights. And if we have to start exercising them, and it's all about money and control. And when they start to lose the money or control, then we're going to start to turn this thing around. And it's not going to be easy. And don't be discouraged, because when you think that you have given them the truth and somehow you wave the magic silver cross in front of Dracula, he's going to run, don't you believe it. These guys are out of control. There is no law in any of these courts. And luckily, I finally got an issue in front of three judges, because these three judges ask excellent questions, and they wouldn't let this attorney loose. What has he done? Because they do this all the time. They put it in the computer. These cops access the computer, and they say, oh, this guy's dangerous. Well, what has he done? Oh, I don't know. We don't have to do that. So now we can just go out and pound on him, get him down, and handcuff him or whatever we feel like. That's why this case is important, is for people to understand they can't do it legally and lawfully. That don't mean they won't do it. But we have to stand up and say, no, not going to happen. I will fight you. I will take you to court. I will sue you. And I'm not even begin to be done with these guys, because Walter Monaghan down there in Juneau right now, we do actually have an excellent governor. The best, the only shining light in that den of vipers down there is Sarah Palin, and she's trying to do the right thing. We've got a whole den of vipers, those legislators, because the thing is, when you take this to court, these criminal rules, it's the same thing in Federal Rule 16 in the state and the same in Alaska. There is no trial by jury. They say right in Criminal Rule 16A, we're going to withhold evidence to protect the police, for effective law enforcement, protect the state of Alaska, and protect the judges and the attorneys. Now, when you're on trial by jury, what do these guys need to be protected from? Well, of course, they need to be protected from us bringing in the fact that they're all criminals. But they have no oath. They have no office. They have no police power. They have no judicial power. That's all a ruse. So they set up these rules that, oh, no, we can't hear that, denied. We can't hear that. No, that's denied, too. Like I say, and the interesting part of this, too, is when I got through with this, out of this room of 200, I got up to leave, and there 14 people got up, and Bradley from the IRS that wants to prosecute me, two of his goons, the head U.S. Marshal, a total of 14 of them got up, and that's why they put me number one. I'm sure as though we didn't want to waste any of the resources of the government prosecutors and their ilk. But it was worth it. Bill's worth it. And I'm not done with them yet. And like I say, we're going to go after the public safety commissioner down in Juneau. We're going to go after the bond that he's supposed to have that he doesn't have. There are no official bonds in Alaska. There's nobody's ever put up a bond. It's in there, Title 39.8 or 15. Not one person.